This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, it is. I know. We shouldn't be here today, but we are. It's Memorial Day, and we are going to honor those who have paid the ultimate price, who have sacrificed their lives for the cause of liberty here in these United States, although acknowledging, because we don't stick our heads in the military-industrial complex sands, acknowledging there are certainly times where we might disagree with, the incursions, whether they are constitutional or not. But today is a day where we'll try. I will try, Super Don, to set aside that, because I know it's a nuanced argument. It's an important one to make, to acknowledge those who have lost their lives throughout the history of the United States. The immune system of any country is its military, at least part of it. I don't say it's the only thing, but it's certainly a part of it. And defense of liberty, defense of the Constitution, is a legitimate constitutional, let's say, power granted to the federal government. Now, it's been many years since we had the People's House, the House of Representatives, actually declare war and send troops over on a constitutional basis wherever they went or go. But I am, when I think about all those who have given their lives for this country, I am also thinking simultaneously of those who have survived the war only to deal with the chronic, debilitating, degenerative diseases caused by battlefield wounds, not necessarily caused by munitions. Of what do I speak? I speak of the fact that the moment you enter the military, you become an experimental medical rat or research lab rat, because they inject you with many antigens, many of which are not even approved for use on the public. So you become an experiment, a human experiment. And then on top of that, what else happens in the battlefield? If we look back at Vietnam and the many thousands of men, young men that died there, and you can go to the wall, you can see the 58,000 Americans died overseas. But what you'll find is that there's no mention of those who came back and died of horrible, debilitating, degenerative diseases caused by what? DuPont's Agent Orange. Dioxin. And we still have people that don't understand that these fat-soluble toxins cause cancer, neurological degradation diseases, just about any and all ailments potentially. You can destroy a soldier, not on the battlefield, but chronically over time. And we have a lot of vets suffering not only from that, but PTSD. That could be from the emotional wounds associated with being in a physical trauma like that. But also the PTSD can be caused by the chemical munitions, the chemical injections, and the chemicals dumped onto the battlefield or burned, in fact, near the battlefields. So a lot of the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, although we focus just on general health in so many ways, many times we'll take a specific topic. The reality is our soldiers currently that have traveled around the world, whether you agree with the reasons they're there or not, if they haven't been shot up or blown up on the battlefield, they come home with wounds just the same. Debilitating, severe, physical, emotional, and other levels and layers of this stuff. And nothing in the VA medical system is really designed to handle and help those folks other than to shut them out from life, to remove them from the realities, the horrific realities, emotionally or otherwise. Pain-killing drugs like opioids. Psychiatric drugs like SSRIs. Again, removing you from reality, not addressing the underlying cause of what happened, why they're in such shape. And so I want to think of those not only who have passed on, but those who have lived through physically, but are carrying physical toxins, emotional toxins, and want to send my thoughts and prayers to all of you out there with the hopes that if you know a veteran that's alive and suffering, that you will do something kind for them, not just today, but anytime you can. And we're going to talk about some of the ways you can do that this hour. Roger Martin's going to return talking about cannabis for vets. Super Don, my friend, thank you for being with me on this holiday day. I know you didn't have to be either, but we are here, and I want to thank Mackenzie on the board at GCN because it is an important day to broadcast this message.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's an important topic. You know, you were mentioning the 58,000 that died in Vietnam, and they estimate 2.8 million vets that were exposed to this Agent Orange died after coming home. So you've got 58,000 in war and 2.8 million who died when they got home. That's a huge, I mean, you know, yeah, how do you compare those two things together? Are you kidding me? I mean, 2.8 million versus 58,000, that's just horrible. And again, like you said, you got the PTSD. You've got people like my father-in-law who fought in the Vietnam War. And while he was there, he got a blood transfusion. And he was diagnosed after with hepatitis C. Now, what he actually ended up having, I don't know, but I know that it was a result of the blood transfusion that he got what he got. And he died, I don't know, gosh, it was probably like, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, that they survived the war in the battlefield but lost the war. And their lives to the war when they got home. And a lot of those vets are suffering right now. And like you said, I mean, the situation with the VA, it's criminal. I mean, it really is. These guys, you know, they put their lives on the line because they were, that's what they were supposed to do, right? They were in the military, or they were drafted into the military, even maybe, you know, didn't even want to go. But they answered the call.
Yeah,
and they deserve way more than what they're
getting. Way better than this, yeah.
Yeah.
And Super Don, I think about this. Did any of your kids go into the military?
No. Okay. I had a close brush with, with that a couple of years ago, and they changed their mind and went a different direction, which made me happy, especially with as crazy as things are right now.
Yeah,
and with where we are and the reasons why we're there, I really was not, you know, looking forward to it. I would have let them, you know, as their choice.
Listen, but, I'm you know, my son would do really well in the military. I believe he would. He would excel. But I counsel him against it, and he understands why. And it isn't because I'm anti-military. It's because of, well, a number of reasons. And number one on the list I mentioned already about the soldiers that have already come and gone. And that is, they become guinea pigs for the military. No, the medical industrial complex. They're experimented on with these vaccines. I'm thinking, the moment you want to serve your country in defense of your country, and then you give up your right to self-autonomy in terms of your body, that to me is anti-American. But then again, a lot of the military is about collectivism. I'll be honest about that. You know, you get your room, your board, your fit, your food, everything. And the idea that you have to give up your body, and I get it, to, you know, if you're on the battlefield and you're shooting, you're fighting for your life, it's different than when you're not allowed to dodge the bullets injected into you by vaccines, by doctors in the military, nurses in the military. And so that is one of those reasons. And I think it's, you know, for me, it kind of desecrates the memory of those who have served constitutionally and done it right. And passed on, and we're talking going back years. I mean, Memorial Day follows on the Confederate versus the, you know, the Union, right? The North versus the South. You know, this is the origin of Memorial Day, and it was even highly politicized and highly charged way back when. So it's nothing new in that regard. What is new, the weapons of war have been turned on our own soldiers. And when they come back, those weapons of war continue, as I mentioned earlier, with the SSRI drugs. These are bullets in the pill form. that can cause vets to commit suicide. Maybe they've had suicidal ideation and suddenly they're on these SSRIs and then the governor on that behavior is removed. How about the toxic poisons that are given to them for the pain that they're suffering, on top of the psychiatric conditions that are not measurable in that same way, but are poison nonetheless? The idea that you can give these people opioids and not addict them, and then not allow them to have access to cannabis, because it's a Schedule I drug on the federal level, due to what? International treaties that violate the Constitution. Not that treaties are unconstitutional by definition, but if the treaties are not made in pursuance with the Constitution, that is, they violate the Constitution, then they're not valid. That's why states have nullified laws against cannabis. So that's why this hour as well, I'm so glad, Super Don, you were able to reach out to Roger Martin. He was with Grow for Vets. Now it's called HeroGrown.org, and we're going to talk with him and update. But you get my sentiment here. I hope I'm being clear. It's not an anti-military sentiment.
No,
but,
and there's a lot of people that can't wrap their head around that, because mm-hmm. they're just, you know, if you don't, you don't want to go join the military and go blow up terrorists, then you're somehow not patriotic. You don't love your country. And guess what? It's possible. It's possible to be patriotic and, you know, have an issue. And again, you have to draw the line there of differentiation between not supporting the war but supporting the vets, of course, and the soldiers. Of course we do.
Right. Right.
You know, of course we do. That doesn't mean that we support the reason that they're in where they are now, or that we've got you know, military influence and bases all over the world, you know, and it's like, why are we there? Do we really need to be there? You know, why can't we bring these people home? You know?
Yeah, and ironically, Trump, you know, went in on some of that when he went in to become president, because the people really got that for once. Ron Paul talked about it, of course, extensively, planted the seeds for what happened afterwards. Agent Orange, folks, dioxin, these things are in the troops if they're even alive. They're still struggling. And yet there's Monsanto, which has bought favor, curried favor with the government, and has carte blanche, if you will, on our cropland still to this day. So the federal government is often the enemy of the people and the enemy of the very soldiers sent to die for the cause of liberty. I know it's a tough thing to hear, but you got to realize it's one thing to sacrifice your life on a battlefield. It's another to sign up to basically defend the country. And the moment you do, you're shot by your own government. Yes, with experimental vaccines. Let me know what you think. I want to honor those troops by helping them to heal. And the VA system doesn't have a clue what to do in this regard. So keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back with Roger Martin after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, shaking up some essential oils for my friends at Organics right now, selling the Magi Complex. Essential oil blend, golden turmeric, frankincense, and myrrh. They've got a great deal over at organics.com with two X's. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. And I think that vets could use essential oils as well for healing. Absolutely, they would be. You want to talk about care packages? What can we send our vets in need, right? Today, Memorial Day, honoring those who have given their lives for us, for our country, for freedom. But what about those who have served, come back, and are suffering? What about them? And I think we need to remember the living, the walking wounded, helping us to do that right now. He's back. It's been a while. Roger Martin, used to be called Grow for Vets. Now it's herogrown.org. Roger, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. And we evolved into Hero Grown on January 1st when we started also helping first responders. But again, our primary focus still is on veterans.
Right. Now, do you get what I'm saying about my concern about the vets, not only the risk they put themselves in harm's way on the battlefield, but the fact that our own military brass up above has sold their bodies out to medical experimentation in terms of vaccination, other things that are damaging their brain, their nervous system, their gut microbiome, and they come out, the VA is ill-equipped to handle it. They'll give them SSRIs, they'll give them opioid drugs, and these will addict them or kill them or have them kill other people because we know what these SSRIs do. Has any movement been made that you're aware of that the VA is now embracing and giving the cannabis that is so needed to these vets?
Well, there's a little bit of movement, but not enough to satisfy me or really to be fair as far as I'm concerned. You know, we've got, as you know, my philosophy about the VA is that their whole mission, or not their mission, but their mantra is to simply keep veterans in a drug stupor until we either die of a prescription drug overdose or give up all hope and take our own lives. So, you know, certainly no fan of the bureaucrats at the VA. The care that, most veterans get is is good when they can get it. And, you know, something, there was a bill that, you know, went through the last week, I believe, that is going to make access, you know, more important. But as you said, I mean, it's obscene that, you know, these brave men and women, you know, experience a lot of the horrors of combat only to come home to be killed by the people who are supposed to take care of them. And I know you mentioned that earlier on your show with, you know, regarding vaccinations and all kinds of stuff. You know, back in my day, and I'm an old guy, when you went, you go through a line of basic training a few times while you were there, and they'd, you know, hit your arm with a gun that put, I don't remember how many injections into you at one time. And, you know, I know older vets like me, a lot of them are still suffering from the effects of some of those unknown chemicals that were shot into their body without their knowledge or consent.
Right. That is of great concern to me because, again, your protectors, you're weakening them. You're not strengthening them by injecting toxic poisons. And, you know, I know that's not the main focus of our discussion on Memorial Day with you. I want to catch up on all the growth that's been happening in a good way with now what's known as Hero Grown, getting cannabis to our veterans in need. But to acknowledge the things that harm them is important, which includes, of course, the trauma on the battlefield, which is known as, you know, PTSD for many that come back. But the physical harm that comes from the injections, as well as the treatments, you know, everything that we experience out here in a non-veteran sort of way in the medical world, times 10 in the veterans world, because they have all access to modern medicine and all of the toxic poisons that are there, none of which is designed to strengthen the immune system or strengthen the body, but to mask symptoms, cover things up, and send you on your way. Unfortunately, it adds to the burden of the body and can damage, in fact, the brain and nervous system even worse than it was to begin with. So cannabis seems to be, in, you know, we've talked CBD extensively, THC in the combination, neuroprotective on one and neuroregenerative on another, seems to be the ideal medicine of creation, if you will, of the natural world to help these folks and not harm them at all.
You're right. And, you know, the scenario you just described or laid out there that, you know, regarding masking the symptoms, that's how so many veterans end up taking 20, 25, 30 or more different prescription medications every single day. I think I mentioned last time we talked that the most I've seen actually is 87. We had a vet come to us taking 87 different prescription medications every
Holy
single day
crap.
That the VA prescribed to him. I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen the bottles personally. But they were all current prescriptions. He was supposed to take 87 different prescription drugs a day. You know, and that's just, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, who said veterans need a liver, right? Good luck surviving that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and the biggest problem that we're facing, you know, still to this day, and there has been movement, you know, I really believe since the Trump administration has come in, I mean, they've gotten, you know, they've unfortunately been distracted by a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that's silly stuff, but the long and the short of it is there is movement, I think, and while it probably would not happen in his first administration if he's reelected, I don't think there's much doubt that, that cannabis will actually be legalized.
Yes. Stand by, Roger. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more for our YouTube crowd on the break, and we'll be back to go more into what is Grow for Vets, now HeroGrown.org, and how can you help our veterans?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we have a hero here, but I know the term's blown out and around, but this is a guy who served and also is serving our veterans today. HeroGrown.org. Roger Martin, we've had him on the show a number of times over the years. It's been a while, and I'm so glad on this Memorial Day he's back with us. His originally it was called Grow for Vets when we first covered it with him. Now it's HeroGrown, HeroGrown.org as of January 1 this year. And they have something called a CBD airdrop. I want to hear about that, what legislation. Give us a little bit of the backstory, Roger, for people that are meeting you for the first time today.
Well, you know, the backstory on CBD airdrop is pretty simple, actually. It evolved over several years, but One of my biggest frustrations always in providing free cannabis to veterans was getting calls and letters and emails from mostly moms and wives begging me to help their son or daughter or their husband. But I couldn't help them because they grew up in Nebraska where I grew up, or, you know, some place where cannabis is just totally illegal. So, we started doing some experiment or testing, if you will, with CBDs about 2 years ago, and found that our veterans were getting amazing response, from using those. And so we decided earlier this year to launch CBD Airdrop. So what we do is we send a free hope box, we call it, to members full of CBD products that have been provided or donated to us by CBD manufacturers, companies. And so that's what that program is all about. Veterans can become free members of our organization. There is no cost to become a member at herogrown.org. You have to be a member, but once you sign up for that, then you can sign up also for CBD Airdrop. We have over 200 applicants a week now hitting us for that. So we also need donations of CBD product, which we were fortunate to get on a fairly regular basis, but we always need more because we have so many vets signing up. We also need financial help. It costs us about $6 by the time we ship it out to veterans all over the United States. And so that's where our main focus is at right now, in addition to continuing in states where it's legal to provide free medical cannabis for vets as well.
Beautiful. And it says here, since 2014, you've given away more than $2 million worth of cannabis to American heroes. Again, there's a lot of out-of-pocket money in the shipping of this. So if you can support the organization or take part, can they volunteer? Or is there a physical facility they can come be a part of this and help out?
You know, there's not a physical facility that we have people come to, but we are located now in Las Vegas, which is, I believe, a recent move since you and I talked last. And we always need volunteers in the local area. We just had a golf tournament, our first golf tournament last Thursday, in Las Vegas. And we'll be having more tournaments in Las Vegas as well as in California and some other states to act as a primary funding tool. Because, you know, back in the day, which seems like yesterday for me and somebody my age, but anyway, back in the day, we survived primarily on having a donation container on a table at a booth that was provided to us by, you know, some cannabis industry event. But this CBD Airdrop is an expensive proposition, and so we needed to move on to primary fundraising tools that are going to generate, you know, more revenue than that to ensure that we can sustain, you know, what we're doing. So anyway, lots of good stuff happening.
I do see a lot. And by the way, herogrown.org/join-the-fight linked up in the show notes. I'm sure Super Don's going to, so you know, whether you're a veteran or whether you're just part of the general public and you want to support corporate sponsors, benefactors, all of you, there'll be access to learn how to support them. And Roger, if we're ever in the same town or you're hosting a big event, I'd love to broadcast from it to help get the word out, as long as I'm not disturbing a golfing tournament. You know, oh, shut up over there on radio. We're trying to hit the ball, right? But otherwise, it'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you. That's for sure. I'll keep you posted. By the way, hi, Super Don. I didn't get a chance to say hi to you.
So, yes, sir. No.
Hope you're
to have
well
you on
as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm thinking back here. When we first connected, it was after Robert and I had gone to Denver for the 420 event out there
cannabis.
It was in 2014. That was four years ago. So it was when things were just kind of getting going with you. It's just awesome to see now. Because listen, this morning it was Memorial Day. And, you know, we were thinking, hey, you know, we should reach out to Roger Martin. We haven't had him on in a while. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to go to growforvets.org, right? And then it went to Hero. I'm like, what is Hero Grown? This is awesome. And it's just great to see how much you've grown. And, I mean, how much, you know, how people have accepted this message and are supporting what it is that you're doing. This is just awesome to see.
Well, we couldn't provide without the support of, generous individuals and businesses, as well as, you know, guys like you. I mean, really are the key to the whole thing, helping to spread the word. So we appreciate you doing that.
So if we're out here, like I said, we're doing our level best, but you as a vet really taking it to them. And on the break, we were talking about the concerns I have for people that, you know, may be sincere in saying, I support the vets, I support the troops. And I'm like, you know what? Until you support their freedom to access not only cannabis, but all forms of medicine that are non-toxic, non-deadly, if you will, homeopathics, herbs, supplements, detoxification protocols, hydrogen, water, you know, all of the things that we know actually help and don't harm, I'm thinking, I don't know if they're blowing the right kind of smoke, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I agree. You know, and you, as you well know, you know, I take a really dim view of politicians that love to drape themselves in the American flag, and then they're against cannabis for veterans, or at least against cannabis being the first treatment option for veterans rather than just even an alternative treatment. I mean, common sense would tell you, you know, all the things you just talked about and all the things that you guys are all about, common sense would tell you that those things should be the first alternative, not an alternative or the last alternative or whatever. So any veteran who wants to have try medical cannabis as a first alternative, you know, should have the right to do that. I mean, if anybody's earned that right, for God's sake, you know, it's got to be a veteran. So, you know, it's so sad to see all these men and women. We lose over 50 veterans a day now to prescription of drug overdose and suicide. And as you're well familiar with the opioid crisis, you know, all over the United States, I mean, you know, every one of those veterans, you know, had a family, you know, so I mean, it affects thousands of lives, you know, just every day pretty much when 50 vets take their own lives. So, you know, we have to put an end to it. We have to find politicians that have the courage to stand up to Big Pharma and tell them they can shove their money that they're shoving into their pockets and their hands. But again, that's the way the system works. And like it or not, that's the big and in my mind, really the only obstacle to getting, you know, healthy medicine to veterans right now is Big Pharma.
Well, you're a living example for the way it needs to be done at this point. We cannot wait for the federal government to act, for the VA to do the right thing, or for congressional critters to do the right thing. We will long be dead and gone, and our soldiers will continue to suffer. If we even have a military, because they'll be poisoned, because the military-industrial complex, seemingly owned by the medical-industrial complex in terms of the ownership of the bodies that enter in to serve their country in this way. So I look forward as well as backwards today on Memorial Day and say, how can we prevent this from happening in the future? And, you know, that means we've got to act now to get the information out so that more people refuse to participate. For instance, if you stop signing up, letting your kids join, again, I know it's a controversial thing to say, unless they allow for these kids or these young adults to say, no, I will not become a medical experiment just because I want to serve my country. Then suddenly, things will be taken a little bit more seriously, despite all the money flowing in to the politicians that continue this policy of selling these kids out to drugs, to vaccines, and then making them weaker and less able to protect and defend the Constitution for these United States.
You know, that's a great, you know, great idea. You know, unfortunately, I believe that, you know, were that to happen, that they would simply resort, the government would simply resort to what they did in my day, which, you know, was implement the draft again. You know, it's like I said, it's nonsensical. It's nothing other than all about the big money that revolves around Big Pharma. When you watch, I mean, I know you kind of you focus on this a lot, and it is just absolutely crazy when you watch a television commercial for a drug, all of the side effects. When I get a simple medication for cholesterol, for, you know, something like that from the VA, I mean, it's pages and pages and pages that come with that one drug, talking about all the potential side effects, the known side effects, the rare side effects. By God, you'd be better off just taking nothing and just hoping you survive, I think, than taking most of the crap that they put.
You're not stating that too strong at all. In fact, the irony of making a statin drug part of a regimen, it guarantees even if you don't have PTSD, you're going to have dementia. Because the gateway drug to dementia, Alzheimer's, and forgetfulness is a statin. because statin reduces cholesterol. Cholesterol is critical for brain and neurological health. The people with the highest cholesterol levels live the longest and have the fewest cases, if at any at all, of dementia, et cetera. That's the irony. They're wrong on the whole cholesterol thing to begin with.
But you know what they do, too, because I just hit that age, at age of 65 a year ago, just about now. What they do is, if they're giving you a statin drug, and I've talked to a lot of vets about this, too, rather than say, hey, man, that'd be the best thing for you, then they start giving you other drugs that are supposed to boost your cholesterol.
I mean,
it's how you end up on 25 or 30 different prescription meds a day.
Yeah.
It's just nonsensical, and it's worse than that. I mean, to me, it's just an obscenity.
Yeah. Well, and
these brave men and women.
When they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, isn't the Constitution for the United States of Drug America? But it's what we've devolved into, folks. And I've said it many times over the years. How is this possible? Well, look at your Congress critters. Probably every one of them are on 3 to 10 or more drugs. Pharmaceutical. I'm not talking about the illicit street drugs, which might in some cases be safer. Certainly if it's cannabis, there's no question. So what can we do? We can help out Roger Martin and HeroGrown.org. HeroGrown.org. And I'd encourage everybody to check out the websites today. Links up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And you can save a vet's life by getting them the cannabis that they need. CBD, if you can't get them the THC because it's not available in your state, but CBD alone from hemp is helping so many, Roger. And I'm just, like I said, blessed to know you, appreciate you and all that you do. And anytime you have an announcement you want to make, you know, you have an open door here for us through the Robert Scott Bell.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks. The honor's all mine. I appreciate what you do. And thank you very much for thinking of us today. And, you know, hopefully, like you and me, everybody's thinking about the families of the brave men and women who, paid the ultimate sacrifice, because they have to continue to pay that price every
all
single
time,
day
yeah, every
for the
day.
Rest of their lives.
Roger Martin, God bless you. Appreciate what you're doing so very much. Everybody, look to that and see what you can do to help as well. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're grilling out today, listen, make it organic and free range, whether it's vegetarian or not. And I was just saying on the break there, Super D, you were asking me about that. I was out early this morning, put on a suit and tie. It was like not a normal Memorial Day for me as we're doing a documentary film project with someone who worked with the BBC for many years on more energy medicine. Frequency medicine, and talking about molecular hydrogen and things like that. And, so my day was spent doing that for a future presentation. And I got back in time to get some charcoal briquettes, got home, and my wife had given money to this local farmer like 6 months ago because we heard that he was, he couldn't pay his property taxes. It's one of those cases. And so, the local school said, hey, there's this local farmer that needs your help. Donate money. And not only that, when the season kicks in, he'll deliver you stuff from his farm. And he did that last week. And some of that we grilled out. So that was a nice gesture. It all works out. You feel a little better about it. But, man, I used to say, Roger, doing some amazing work there, Super Don. And I'm just moved anytime I get somebody that takes that action step to not wait to create a space and a place for these people. I'm really happy about that.
He's a good guy. And like I said, it's we got hooked up with him when we kind of got caught up in the movement that was going on in Colorado, which is where he started this. And just to think over the last 4 years, he's grown to the point where now he's got this foundation. He's also reaching out and trying to support the first responders as well. Mm-hmm. The police and the fire, that are dealing with catastrophic situations and stress and PTSD, like the vets do. And, to be big enough and influential enough to be able to give away $2 million worth of cannabis products in 4 years,
That's great.
That's just mind-blowing. I mean, he's a great guy. He's down to earth. And, I mean, we have a lot of things in common with him, too, as far as talking about holistic approaches to things. And
he gets it. Totally gets it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's totally on board.
If he's representative about where things are going, you know, the bad guys are in the minority now as far as fighting this thing. So we'll keep at it. Hey, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, some predictions were made. Some of it came true. Super D, did you see Han Solo movie yet?
No, I saw Deadpool last night.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk about that later. I haven't seen that. We'll get to that. But 8-time science fiction movies predicted the future. Let's go light now on this final segment. Okay. We got Dr. Tarr scheduled next hour for
this. This is rather fascinating. I went through this list, and it's true. I mean, if you're a fan of sci-fi, and you have been for a number of years, you have actually witnessed the future being foretold.
Yep. Star Trek Communicators, number one on the list from 1964. They used these little mobile cell phones, if you will, back then.
Yeah, it was like a flip phone.
And that's obviously become very real, and they're smaller and more high-tech than even those things were predicted to be. Number two on this list from A Space Odyssey, 1968, predicting those tablet computers, the iPads and things like that. And they got a lot of interesting things, like video calls. I remember that as well. Do you remember the original Total Recall in 1990 with Arnold?
Totally. Absolutely.
Full-body security scanners?
That's right.
Yeah.
He goes walking by, and you can see the skeletons walking along.
Right. Yeah. Of course, they try to pretend it's not ionizing radiation when you walk through those things, but you know it's problematic. Woman in the Moon, 1929, predicted
that's
space
an old
travel.
Yeah, that's an oldie.
That goes away. You know what?
Right.
This gets into the controversial territory about did we really space travel to the moon. But I'm going to leave that aside for now because of the ionizing radiation issue, unless they've got stargates, which some people argue they do. Right now, number five on the list, Blade Runner predicted video calling as well, although I think the video calling was predicted more in A Space Odyssey. What are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm just saying that Blade Runner, they had Skype before we did, right?
Right, yeah, Blade Runner had Skype. Short Circuit, remember who is Johnny? That song came out
Johnny
number
five.
Yeah, Johnny Five.
Wasn't it? Or number
and
five.
That predicted military robots. Once again, Space Odyssey predicting space tourism. And one of my favorites, Back to the Future, number two, 1989, virtual reality goggles or glasses.
That's right. Kind of a trip. But then again, you know, if you go back into other movies, they predicted that by now we would have flying cars, too. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, they messed up on that one. Anyway, some have argued that they're holding out on us. And it ain't Tesla. It's something else. Folks, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back after the top of the hour news on this Memorial Day 2018. If you're listening live, RobertScottBell.com is the place. This week, coming up Sunday, the 3rd of June, Cannabis in Detroit will be there. I hope you'll be there, too. But in the meantime, just remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.